I'm Bruce Van Dyke, and it's now time to check in with Tim Alcorn in another Alcorn Archives, brought to you by Mama Jo Homestyle Pies in the Amherst Shopping Plaza off Cooper Foster Park Road. Enjoy the taste you remember. Stop soon at Mama Jo Homestyle Pies. Tim, what game are we looking at this week?
Well, Bruce, I thought it would be interesting, now that the playoffs are starting and everything that's very strange about 2020 and postseason high school football begins tonight, I thought it would be fun to look back on the last time a Lorain County team made the state championship game. It was back in 2011. The Avon Eagles were the last Lorain County team to advance to a state title game, and they did that with a state semifinal win over Aurora.
That's it. This game is over, and the Avon Eagles are headed to a state championship game next Friday night in Massillon. The Eagles are headed to the big dance. The final game of the year will feature Avon in the state championship ball game. How about Avon with a 43-20 win over Aurora in the state semifinal here at Byers Field?
Yeah, there's nothing like that feeling of getting to a state championship game. And, of course, a little bit of a history lesson here, Bruce. Lorain County has had four state champions in high school football. Of course, Elyria Catholic with three of those four state titles. Panthers won it in 76, 83, and then 84. They went back-to-back. Avon Lake with their state championship in 2003. And then there's three other teams, aside from Avon in 2011, that got to that state title game and came up short. Clearview lost in the state championship in 1972 and 78. And then Avon Lake, they went to back-to-back state championship games, but after winning in 2003, they got beat in the state title game in 2004. So Avon would join that illustrious list in 2011, by getting to the state title game. They would drop that game to Trotwood Madison in the state championship. That was a great game, too. But thought it would be fun to look back on the state semifinal where they actually beat Aurora and end up going to the state title game.
This was done on the arm of Justin O'Rourke, I understand.
Oh, Justin O'Rourke, what a quarterback he was for Avon. And then, of course, his younger brother, Ryan O'Rourke, also did a great job as the Eagle QB. Ryan, now the head football coach over at Firelands. But, yeah, Justin had a huge night at Byers Field. He would throw for five touchdown passes in the win over Aurora. And we should mention, Bruce, the game was tempered somewhat and the victory was tempered somewhat by a real tragedy. The Aurora football team lost one of its players the day before the game, tragically, in a car accident. It was a fatal car accident, and very sadly, the player passed away. But Aurora said, we're going to play, and obviously they took the field with heavy hearts, but gave a great effort. All credit goes to Aurora, because to come out and play a state semifinal under those circumstances had to be incredibly difficult, but it was a huge night for Avon and one that they'll remember for a long time. And certainly, you know, you think about the Avon football program and all the success that they've had under head coach Mike Elder, but this is the one time that they got to the state title game. They've made it to the state semis on many occasions, but this is the one that they won to get to that state title ball game. Let's get into the recap. Avon led at the end of one by a score of 3-0. Brad Young with a 31-yard field goal in that first quarter for Avon, so they were up 3-0 at the end of one, and then extended that lead in the second quarter of play. This would be touchdown pass number 1 of 5 from Justin O'Rourke, as he would hook up with Jacob Mullins from 12 yards out.
Second down and 9 at the Aurora 12. Mullins goes in motion to the right. O'Rourke looks, throws, he's got Mullins at the 5, and he's in for the touchdown! Justin O'Rourke has just hit his 33rd touchdown pass of the year. A 12-yarder to Jacob Mullins, and Avon leads it 9-0. 10:04 to go here in the first half of play. Jacob Mullins with his 11th touchdown of the season.
Yeah, that touchdown pass, Bruce, kept off an 8-play, 53-yard drive, and you had a feeling Avon at this point, as far as the postseason was concerned, was unstoppable. And certainly Justin O'Rourke was on this night. Aurora did get back to within 10-7 in that second quarter of play. But then one of the huge plays of the night. I can recall this one vividly. A young man by the name of Ralph Smith, who was a terrific player for the Eagles, he would put Avon up 16-7 when he hauled in a 40-yard touchdown pass from Justin O'Rourke.
1:13 to go here in the first half. O'Rourke out of the shotgun. Justin with plenty of time, hanging it deep. Down the left side, looking for Smith. He made the catch! Touchdown! Oh, what a catch by Smith at the 5! And then he got into the end zone! Oh, what a play! O'Rourke to Ralph Smith, a 40-yard bomb! And Avon extends the lead back out. It's a 16-7 Eagle lead. Oh, what a throw by Justin O'Rourke, and then what a play by Ralph Smith.
Yeah, Ralph Smith had a great game that night. He had a great season for Avon, and he really picked it up during the postseason, Bruce. That may have been the backbreaker, because as you heard, it came very, very late in the second quarter of play, and all of a sudden, Avon has all the momentum as they go into the locker room. And as I said earlier, you just kind of had a sense that they were playing so very, very well. So they missed the extra point. Game was 16-7 at the half. And then in the third quarter of play, it would be touchdown pass number 3 on the night for Justin O'Rourke, as he would hook up with Will Karnavis, another 40-yard touchdown pass.
First down play from the 40. O'Rourke hanging it deep. He's got Karnavis at the 15. Breaks a tackle. 10-5 touchdown. Justin O'Rourke with his third touchdown pass of the night. His second from 40 yards out. This one to Karnavis. And Will Karnavis breaks a tackle, takes it to the house, and it's a 22-7 Eagle lead.
And at that point, Bruce, you had a feeling this is going Avon's way. I mean, they had all the momentum. Justin O'Rourke was red hot. He had plenty of weapons to utilize. You know, we've already heard touchdown passes to 3 different receivers and Jacob Mullins, Ralph Smith, and now Karnavis. And the defense was playing very, very well. Avon would extend the lead to 29-7. In the third quarter of play, Austin Bevins, boy, he was another terrific player for the Eagles, had a big night that night. He had a 1-yard touchdown run. And so we head into the fourth. Avon just rolling at 29-7. And in the fourth quarter of play, they would extend that lead to 36-7. Another touchdown pass, number 4 on the night for O'Rourke, as he would hook up with his tight end, Harrison.
Fourth and goal from the 2-yard line. O'Rourke under center, sets the line, the snap, play action, rolls left, throws, touchdown! Oh, he had a wide open receiver sitting down in the end zone. And now he's being mobbed, and I can't see who made the catch. Greg Harrison, the tight end, his second touchdown of the year. Justin O'Rourke now has 4 touchdown passes tonight. And the whole city of Avon can plan on making a trip next Friday to Maxwell.
That's right.
It is now a 35-7 Eagle lead.
Yeah, and Justin said, well, let's add one more touchdown to the final stat line, and let's get a 5th receiver a touchdown pass. And it was the 3rd time of the night that it was a 40-yard strike. This time, Justin O'Rourke to another great Avon player, Matt Eckhart.
Going to hang it deep down the left side as Eckhart, 10-5 touchdown! Oh, my! That is the icing on the Eagle cake tonight.
Oh, yeah.
It is party time. O'Rourke hits Eckhart on another bomb.
Wow.
And the Avon lead is now 42-14, 6:45 to go.
And Bruce, as I said in one of those highlights, you know, the party was starting in Avon, a trip to the Final Four. And as I started this segment, it's what every team shoots for. You want they were in the Final Four, a trip to the state championship game. You want that opportunity to play for the whole enchilada. And again, Avon would come up short the next week against Trotwood Madison. But man, what a year it was for the Eagles, and of course, just a phenomenal state semifinal win over Aurora.
Well, it's good to look back at some playoffs as they go deep into the season. This year, the playoff schedule is all kind of different looking, but we hope for some teams locally to advance through the playoffs, and maybe we will have some state champion this year. You never know how things are going to work out.
Absolutely, and I know Mike Elder is excited at Avon. He thinks his team can make a deep run. Avon Lake, and with everybody getting in, it really makes for a unique scenario. But I thought it would be fun to look back on this one, and let's hope we can get a Lorain County team down to that state championship game. That would be unbelievable.
I'm Bruce Van Dyke along with Tim Alcorn. This has been the Alcorn Archives, brought to you by Mama Jo Homestyle Pies.